Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and it's the 5th of February 2013. And once again, we've got two questions for today. The question set by @SawyerGB is favourite childhood memory. And the question from Audio Boo themselves is, apparently it's National Weather Person Day. I didn't know that. And why are we so obsessed with the weather? I'm British, English, and yes, we are obsessed with the weather. I'm not necessarily obsessed with the people that deliver it. Right, so the first question, favourite childhood memories. I had a great time as a child. And I've got hundreds of great memories, thousands of great memories of time spent with family, with friends, or even on my own. From times just out on the bikes or on holiday, two memories that I'd thought of. One is with my friends, and we were at Chatsworth in Derbyshire, in the Peak District, and we'd cycled down there for the day, and it was a beautiful summer day, perfect summer holiday weather, and we spent the whole day down there, jumping out of the trees and jumping in and out of the river. But that was one particular day, but we did that many times. And just those times, we were talking the other day on Audio Boo about freedom. Those times were great, absolutely amazing. And luckily, I can quite happily say that I had a lot of those sort of days, a lot of those memories. If I had to pick one that wasn't with friends and things like that, One, I could easily pick one with my family. We went to America, to Florida, in I think it was around about 1992. And we did the Disney thing. I really enjoyed that. My brother and my stepfather at the time, they weren't really that bothered. So it was just me and my mum, really. We went round all the Disney parks, Epcot, MGM Studios, etc. Went to Universal Studios. But I think one of my favourite days of the whole holiday was when we went to Kennedy Space Center. We drove over there, and I was a huge fan, and still am really, of space. Anything to do with space, space travel, space flight, etc. And that was one of the best days ever. Kennedy Space Center. Absolutely amazing to see the assembly building there, and to see all the rockets that are laid out on the side, and walk along the access arm and sit inside the shuttle. And we even went on the launch pad tour. The time that we went, I can't exactly give you the date because I'm not overly sure, but my mother could probably tell me. When we had planned to go, there was supposed to be a shuttle launch that day. And that, for me, the prospect of that, it was just excitement overload. But one thing led to another, and the weather kind of spoiled that, because the shuttle launch was postponed because of the fact that there was a storm within 50 miles. So it was postponed for another day. But that was awesome. We still went on the tour. We got the bus from Kennedy Space Center itself and down towards the launch pad. And I've got a picture of myself stood with a hover boat. Is that the right word? You know, the ones you see them going across the Everglades with the big fan on the back. Fan boat. That's the one. Yeah, or fan something. Anyway, I'm in front of one of those with the shuttle and the launch pad in the background. Absolutely awesome. Weather, the second question, or the other question posed by Audio Boo, why are we so obsessed with the weather? And it's just snowed today, actually. So I'm going to go outside. I'm going to quickly put my shoes on. The dog is going to follow me as well. But I love the weather. When it plays nicely, I love the weather. This morning, I took my daughter to school, and at the top of the road, sadly there was a car on its roof, so I'm not quite sure what happened there, but it has snowed, but it's thawing quite quickly. I am obsessed with the weather. This sort of weather, I love the snow. And hopefully, whoops, it's windy as well today. Hopefully I'll be going for a walk tomorrow in the Peak District. But you never know, let's see. Because I know some of the roads that I was planning to go on today are now closed. The Snake Pass and the Woodhead Pass in the Peak District are closed, so we'll have to see. Right, so I think I've answered those two questions. So that'll do for today. I'm going to go back inside now. Right, so I'll speak to you again on February day 6. Bye for now.